It's a horrible feeling when you realize your pet has wandered off. But thanks to ID tags and microchipping, it has become a little easier to recover that lost pet. But what about a person? What if a family member with Alzheimer's disease or autism wanders off? To assist caregivers facing this problem, a program called Project Lifesaver has been created. The program, which helps find people more quickly in order to save lives and reduce potential injury, will soon be making its debut in Sebastian County. Mike Blevins, Chief Deputy for the Sebastian County Sheriff's Department, says Project Lifesaver can help people caring for someone who is at risk for wandering off.
24-hour caregiver, you know, situations are tough. And, this is not to alleviate the caregiver's responsibility, but I think if they know that if somebody does walk off, they've got a little peace of mind, know that we're going to be out there trying to help locate them. And if somebody does wander off, the success rate in locating people, has been very good. And, I think you've got a real good chance of going. If we get called immediately and get out on the scene, you know, most searches last less than an hour. If they haven't found other transportation, especially if they walk off and they hadn't got a ride with somebody. But if they're still in the area, and we have reasonably good notification to us, you know, most searches are going to last less than an hour, you know, with this type of equipment.
Blevins explains Project Lifesaver is a tool the Sheriff's Department can use with its search and rescue function. Project Lifesaver International was founded by public safety officers to create a quicker way to return wanderers to their families. Currently, about 1,200 agencies in 45 states participate in the program. According to the organization's website, residents enrolled in the program wear a small personal transmitter around their wrist or ankle that emits an individualized tracking signal. If a client goes missing, the caregiver can notify the local Project Lifesaver agency and the trained emergency team will respond to the wanderer's area. Blevins says the Sebastian County Sheriff's Department was able to become a part of Project Lifesaver thanks to a grant.
The initial equipment purchase and training, it's about $4,500, and what that provided us was two tracking devices and a number of bracelets and the equipment, the tools and the wristbands or ankle bands that depend on where you wear it. Batteries, there are special batteries that go in them. They have to be changed monthly. And we have since purchased an additional tracking device, which allows you to, to triangulate up, the signal. And that depends on terrain and whether you're urban or rural, how effective it is.
Blevin says under ideal conditions, the equipment has a range of about 1 mile. He says a rural setting is better than an urban one because there are fewer buildings and cars, which can interfere with the signal. According to Project Lifesaver International, recovery time for clients average about 30 minutes, which is 95% less time than standard operations. Because the Sebastian County Sheriff's Office has a limited number of supplies, potential clients will have to apply to become enrolled in the program.
You know, our goal is to start off with 10 or 12 clients, and it's not that we couldn't provide additional bracelets. But that's our goal to start off with because we have to go visit them once a month and, change the batteries and the bracelets and, do a quick interview of the client and the caregiver to make sure everything's going all right. The caregiver has to agree to daily inspection of the device. We'll give them a little testing device where they can make sure that the battery's still good and make sure that the person that's wearing it is still wearing it, hadn't been cut off or hadn't been removed. And so, we're going to start off that way. I think, down the road, we'd certainly be able to accommodate additional clients, but the goal is to start off with about a dozen people. And I'm not sure how long it'll take us to reach that goal. I mean, it could be the first couple of weeks or, it depends on the applications that come in. But the requirements are that they need a 24-hour caregiver. They either have a history of wandering off or there's potential for them to wander off based on any changes in their physical abilities or their life situation at the time.
Blevin says he hopes the Sebastian County Sheriff's Department will be able to officially launch the program by the end of the month. Although grant money helped the department set up the program in the River Valley, Blevin says they will have to raise more money to continue to operate the program in the future.
I mean, assuming that your equipment holds up, and it's the type of equipment that, you know, it's it should last for quite some time. The wear and tear on it will have some effect on it. The bracelets cost about $200. The transmitters cost about $250 a piece. So, I mean, that can add up pretty quick. You're replacing, the wristbands and the batteries. They're minimal costs, but if you've got 30 people out there, those costs would add up. I'm thinking the program's going to cost about $3,000 a year to maintain, so that's not a big-ticket item, and we hope to get donations, you know, outside the regular budget process to continue the program. And we have had some success in getting some support from local organizations here, Sparks Hospital and a couple other organizations here have supported us. So we're in pretty good shape, but, we need to raise about $3,000 a year to continue the program.
More information is available at projectlifesaver.org.